Over here. I saved you a seat.
We're here to take part in something pretty amazing, something that only happens once a year, something that bonds you to almost everyone around you with some exceptions, something that grounds us yet also has the power to lift us up out of ourselves, something you can take an active part in or just observe, and both are equally enjoyable. Music. We're here for the music. This time of year has its own songbook. Songs about the weather, about food, family, friends, bells, lots of bells, trees, all kinds of plants, holly, ivy, mistletoe, evergreens. Songs about singing, songs about drumming, wandering, traveling, going home, staying put, shopping, cuddling up, going to sleep, waking
songs
up.
Songs about angels, virgins, elves, reindeer, babies, kids, parents, wise men, kings,
stockings, chimneys, rooftops, halls, and the decking thereof.
So many songs, song after song, even songs just about songs, and songs about the time of year itself, Christmas time, songs that make the season more seasonal.
More emphasis is placed on music at this time of year than at any other. It starts almost immediately after Halloween these days, for better or worse, a collective media frenzy. Commercials on TV taking old classics, replacing the lyrics with ones designed to sell you things or maybe just to drive you crazy.
Friends, here's a wonderful Christmas gift for anyone who smokes.
Stores play carols over the loudspeaker. People play instruments on street corners. Every seasonal event involves a sing-along or a performance of some kind. You can't escape it. So I'm suggesting that you embrace it tonight with us, because it's kind of great. When else are spontaneous, unpolished outbreaks of public music making encouraged and even expected? What other holidays are out there where we all know the words? People who don't know any lyrics to any songs ever can, if pressed, sing Jingle Bells. Is there anyone out there that can't sing the chorus of We Wish You a Merry Christmas? And you don't have to be a great performer to pull it off at this time of year. People who say, I can't sing, can and do sing, and it's great. All of it. Music is the great rubber band that holds us all together. It stretches off in extreme and varied directions all the time, but it always snaps us right back together again when we need it. Music hath charms to soothe a savage breast, to soften rocks or bend a knotted oak, as William Congreve wrote. We arrive at the end of the year a bit battered by cold weather and lack of light, cranky, almost feral, with only the promise of longer days heralded by the winter solstice and the holidays to see us through the real meat of winter, January, February, and March. Making music for and with each other plays a big part in rejuvenating us and seeing us through. So this year, KHNS is celebrating music. Your music, our music, holiday music. We recorded you laughing, walking, ringing bells, singing to each other, singing to yourselves. We crawled up into catwalks and set recorders on rafters. We wrapped our microphones in scarves to muffle howling winds. We hitched our audio wagon to the soundboard of the Chilcat Center. We stuck recording devices right into your faces, and you all obliged by providing us with some of the best holiday music we've ever heard. So this is your special, because it's by you, and we thank you for it. Stay tuned for the music of Christmas, as performed by you and your friends and your neighbors. Please feel free to sing along.
Next, we're going to have Elise and Samuel and Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Oh, yeah.
Better scurry, or maybe just a half a ball.
Some records on
Christmas time is Nat King Cole's version of the Christmas song. But I'm still working on that one. So maybe next year on that one. But as I looked more and more into Nat King Cole's music and kind of fell in love with his style and his voice and his way to play jazz, I ran across a song that was a Gershwin tune that was written for a 1930s musical called Girl Crazy. It has nothing to do with Christmas, but I thought the words did have something to do with some of the intentions that we all seem to have when the New Year's comes around. New Year's resolutions. And how do we get motivated to take on a new thing? So, and really, what happens when we do often? This is a song called Bidin' My Time. It's been performed by many, many people over the years, but I've learned it, like I said, from an Nat King Cole version. So.
Girl, Santa baby. to me, tell me if you can. Johnny wants a pair of skates, Susie wants a sled, Nellie wants a picture book, yellow, blue, and red. Now I think I'll leave to you what to give the rest. Choose for me, dear Santa Claus, you will know the best. Jolly, jolly Christmas follies, jolly, jolly Christmas follies, jolly, 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 jolly four. Saint Nicholas.
Thank you.
the end of Act One, which featured performances from the Skagway Community Christmas Concert, the Lynn Canal Community Players Holly Jolly Follies, the Haines High School Men's Choir, the Haines Women's Choir, the Haines High School Concert Choir, the Haines High School Band, the Fifth Grade Band, the Haines Handbell Choir, and the Haines Brass Ensemble. It's intermission. We're going outside to take a stroll with Douglas Smith as he watches the lighting of the Skagway Christmas tree, takes some photos of Santa, and examines the charms of small-town holiday spirit. More music coming up after this.
The sound of sirens is not a good thing. Tonight, it's changing, because tonight is the night that Skagway gets together and illuminates the Christmas tree on Fifth Avenue here. To say the fire engine is gaily decorated is an understatement. More lights than a lighted-up fire engine? Okay. Still bad sound, so I'm going to try that again. This is Doug Smith, reporting for KHNS in Skagway. Now, the sounds of a siren's not usually a good thing, but tonight it's a little bit different here because tonight is the night that Skagway Fire Department show out in full force and full illumination to support the lighting of the Christmas tree here on Fifth Avenue in Skagway. Not too cold here tonight, a little bit windy. In fact, I've even wrapped my scarf around the recorder to keep it nice and warm. Or perhaps to keep the sound of wind out of the microphone. Nonetheless, this is the beginning of the Yuletide celebrations for us here in Skagway. And looking forward to a wonderful season tonight as a concert. And right now, we have a wonderful Christmas tree lit up. There are some people, a few Skagway residents are singing carols with the other Skagway residents doing their best to keep warm on this somewhat chilly night. It's nice to hear the carols floating on the air, and of course that is really what tonight's all about. This is Cowboy Doug reporting for KHNS in Skagway, and I'm at a local business where a certain celebrity, famous at this time of the year, is here to be photographed with the population of Skagway. I'm going to see if I can get some words from the man himself and maybe a few other people in Skagway too. I'm here with Santa Claus. It's an exclusive interview that I've been granted. I'm very honoured, of course, Mr. Claus, if I may call you that. Perhaps you may have a message for the listeners of KHNS.
Be good, because Santa does hand out coal. You gotta be good.
I gotta be good?
Yeah.
Is this a new thing?
It's been since the dawn of time. That's how Santa's been doing it.
Oh, how do you track this stuff? Do you have a list?
I check it twice.
Wow. Well, it's a real pleasure, Santa, and you're looking great.
Thank you.
Looking better every year.
Hey, live on cheeks. Love it, the town of Skagway.
Yep.
Make my heart bigger every year. The little monsters keep growing up, and they're gorgeous.
Well, thank you very much, Santa.
Look at us. Everybody's here. Huh?
Did I do it right? And do the kids want candy canes?
Yeah. Candy canes?
Oh, here we go. All right.
All right, big smile.
All right, and I'll take a few. So 1, 2, 3. All right, and look this way and say cheese. 1, 2, 3. All right, very good.
I'm with Winnie Anderson of the Skagway City Convention and Visitors Bureau. I can't say it. Perhaps you could explain the name better.
I work at the Skagway CVB, the visitor center there, also known as the AB Hall. One of our most spectacular and most photographed buildings in Alaska.
And I'm thinking this is a particularly busy time of year for you, Wendy.
Well, we've got a lot of special events going on, so people are calling up asking about that. We're always there, available to answer people's questions for the events that are going on for the holidays.
I don't know about you, but this seems to be one of the busiest Christmases. There seems to be so much going on with Santa keeps making all these appearances. I mean, he's a busy man. There are all of the local businesses are really getting involved with competitions and things just to kind of make things fun and bring people out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the more we can do to spread the joy and build community in Skagway, I think that's wonderful.
And if you had some words to offer to the listeners of KHNS, Wendy, what would those be?
Just love yourself, love your neighbors, and enjoy this wonderful season. Skagway is a great place to be at the holiday season.
Thank you so much. So, girls, can I ask you a couple of questions? Do you listen to the radio? You ever listen to the radio? Well, this is for the radio, so I'm just... Did you get a chance to speak to Santa? And what did you ask him for?
Maybe next year.
Are you guys going to do it next year?
Now, are you sure that's a present for yourself and not for your dad? It looks like awfully that someone... Yeah, uh-huh. I see what's going on here.
Well, Daddy already has one and I want one.
Perfect. That sounds like an idea. And what about you? You don't know? You seem pretty intent with that candy cane. Okay, well, thanks.
You want to tell me what you want for Christmas?
No.
Okay.
Would you like to wish the listeners of KHNS a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you. Thanks. I'm here with Michaela Stidham. It's your first winter in Skagway, right, Michaela?
Yeah,
and
it is.
Boy, are you getting involved. I understand you're on very close terms with Santa Claus himself, for starters.
Yes, yes I am. And so I got Santa to come visit Broadway and do some Christmas photos. We kind of got a little Christmas wonderland going on here with the train. And
if I can describe it, what we actually have is it's a miniature train set. This is where Santa is receiving his visitors. And it's huge, but the great thing is the fact that it's the perfect little reconstruction of Skagway with all the buildings on Broadway. Perfect. And you put this together, Michaela?
It was a group effort. I came up with the idea to build a little village. A friend, Sherry Corrington, actually suggested that I just take pictures of the building and glue them on cardboard boxes. And then once the idea was in my head, off we went, taking pictures, cutting them out, and finding lots of boxes to stick them on, and it turned out really cute.
It's perfect. It's just like a tiny little Skagway, but going round and round in a circle. So, exactly like Skagway. I should point out there are all these different eras of decorations around the little train set, and I'm having a bit of a flashback because there's this tiny little plastic nativity set, which is exactly the one I grew up with. It's so accurate, it's even missing two of the three kings. It's really uncanny. Look, they just snap off. It's so badly made. But you were saying that everybody comes in and they're seeing something different.
Skipper Stovall and Niles Davis, when they first came here a few years ago, started going to garage sales and things like that and just collecting things from around town. So a lot of people are coming in here and telling us that old Christmas ornaments that they from their childhood have shown up, and almost everyone that comes in here has like a personal connection with at least one or two of the ornaments that they see. So that's been really neat to give new life to these older things.
Yeah, that kind of caught me off guard. That's really nice. So we're representing the contemporary, the vintage, and time immemorial. Thanks so much. Here's a question. I mean, I know you've been selfless and you've done all this work for other people, but what about you? What do you want for Christmas?
I just want to enjoy being a part of this amazing community, and I'm really, really happy that people have accepted us with open arms, and it makes me feel really special.
That is a great answer, although jewelry also would have been acceptable. Thanks, Michaela.
Thanks, Douglas.
I'm here in Skagway with local business owner Skipper Stovall, who has been instrumental, I think, in helping create a genuine holiday atmosphere in Skagway this year, including, of course, hosting the man himself, Santa Claus.
Yes, yes. Very important, though, to host Santa Claus during the holidays so kids will have somewhere to go. So we kind of went towards the childlike look and theme this year. And we have a great train set up, and there's a depiction of Broadway here in town, antique vintage ornaments that were collected from around here in town, and, of course, Santa Claus, and you can get your pictures made, the whole nine yards. So we're trying to just create a good little atmosphere. People are bringing their friends. They're bringing their dogs, ducks. We've had ducks.
Wow.
Yeah, Christmas ducks. Think about it.
Well, I am, but now I'm just salivating. That's probably inappropriate.
I know, right? But it is really a fun time because all the people can come out, kids can come out, bring their pets, they get their picture made, see the train, see the depiction of town. It's just a really nice time for the town to get together.
Have you seen many people from out of town?
We have actually seen a lot of out-of-towners this year. We are here on Saturdays and Sundays. We've been changing our hours up to see, and we've caught a great bunch of people coming in on the ferry. A couple of three times a week, and then we get some folks traveling from the north, White Park, White Horse, and down in the end of the week and the weekends.
Because I don't know, it seems to me, compared to last year, that this seems to be just a lot more going on.
A lot. It seems to be a lot more movement this year, yes, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Cool. Well, thanks, Skipper. Again, thanks for hosting. Himself.
The man.
The man. And what would you like for Christmas? I mean, I assume being this close to Santa Claus, you've asked him.
I'm pretty close right here. This is pretty good. This is a great Christmas right here. When everybody can get together like this, it's really fun.
Nice. And if you had any words for the listeners of KHNS, what would those be?
I better be nice.
I like it. Thanks, Skipper. All right,
buddy. Welcome back to your KHNS Christmas music special. Coming up in this next act, we'll hear from the Palm Trio, more from the Skagway Community Concert, and also more from the Holly Jolly Follies. Stay tuned.
Thank you. sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as, far as.
Your darling from you. pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.
The snow blows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I. Funny how some distance makes everything seem small, and the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do to test the limits.
Break of dawn, let it go, let it go.
that's the end of Your Christmas Music Special, performed by you, recorded and enjoyed by us. Thanks to all the many, many performers, too many to name here, but for starters, Elise Giordano, Betsy Albecker, Dottie DeMark, Sam Sonneman, Sadie Anderson, Tom Haywood, Matilda Rogers, Nora Prichandero, Christy Totten, all the amazing members of the Haynes School Bands and Vocal Groups, the Lynn Cannell Community Players, and everyone else involved in putting on the various productions and events featured in tonight's special. Special thanks for production support to Douglas, Cowboy Doug Smith, Emily Files, Margaret Friedenauer, Kate Clements, Angie Pappas, Lehi Miller, and Adam Richard. This special was recorded in the Klondike Gold Rush National Park Service Auditorium, the Chilcat Center for the Arts, in your living room, outside someone's house, at a local business, and in the K&S Haynes Studios, where it was edited and produced by Amelia Nash. How nice it is to live here. Happy holidays to all.